Today's episode of Locked On Yankees is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your next order.
You are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You're listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Stacey Gottsoulias, and I'm the host of Locked On Yankees. I'm a baseball writer turned podcast host, and you may have read my work at places like Baseball Prospectus, The Hardball Times, Sporting News, and the ESPN Sweet Spot blog. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees, all one word. You can find me on Twitter at StaceGotts. Please feel free to tweet questions or comments to either account. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoy today's episode. Opening day is this week. If you go to Yankees.com and click on the next game tab, the next game is opening day on Thursday. Today is the last game of spring training. The Yankees are taking on the Tigers right now. Domingo Germán is pitching. We will talk about everything that happened this weekend. There's some big injury news, roster news, performance news, and rotation news. So we'll have all of that for you. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio.com, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. So the big news over the weekend, the Yankees announcing that Luke Voit needed surgery for a meniscus tear, and he will probably be out until at least June. So that means Jay Bruce made the roster and will be the Yankees' starting first baseman. Not ideal, but this is why they bring guys like Jay Bruce into camp in case something happens. And of course, because it's the Yankees, something always seems to happen. And earlier today, people panicked because Aaron Judge hadn't played in a spring training game since Friday, and he wasn't in the lineup today, so people were assuming the worst. But as far as I know, he's fine. Brian Hoke mentioned that he was on the batting practice list for today. Meredith Marakovitz also mentioned that he's fine. People began to panic because Aaron Boone's pregame press conference was canceled, and Brian Cashman wasn't speaking to the media. And because of everything that's happened the last few years injury-wise with the Yankees, people assumed the worst, which is understandable, as I said, because of everything that's happened. It's a very interesting experience being a Yankee fan over the last few years. We're all Chicken Little. We all are. You can't say you're not, because anytime we think something bad happened, we think it's worse than bad. I like to make jokes on Twitter. You know, Mike Tauchman fouled a ball off his leg yesterday, and the Yankees weren't going to have him take x-rays. They were going to see how he was feeling today. I believe he's feeling fine. But of course, before that, you know, I was at a game in 2016 when Mark Teixeira fouled a ball off his leg and he broke it. I was at a game when Andy Pettit got hit with a comebacker by Casey Kochman. Remember when Andy Pettit made his comeback in 2012? Yeah, I went to one of his first games back and his leg was broken on a comebacker. So I'm a little sensitive to any time anyone hits a ball into their leg. What's even funnier about the Pettit incident was being at the game, seeing them take him off the field, and this was before Twitter. This was 2012. You know, Twitter had been around a while, but it wasn't as widely used as it is now, still at that point. And I seemed to be the only person in my section who was on Twitter because I basically yelled out a very bad word when the news came across Twitter that his leg was broken and I had to inform everyone in my section what had happened. So I just find it amusing. Now everyone knows, you know, within seconds when something bad happens. Oh, I was mistaken. I'm sorry. Voit might be back in May, not June, but he's on the Yankees. There could be a setback. But it's also Luke Voit, who was playing on a foot that he shouldn't have been playing on last season, and he led the league in home runs. So you never know. Other than the news of the Voit surgery, Bruce making the roster, Gleyber Torres had a big day over the weekend. He hit two home runs. I believe that was in Saturday's game, right? Today's Monday. I don't know. What is time again? Yeah, he homered twice against the Blue Jays. He also hit a double, so he was 3 for 3. He drove in 3 runs. He's looking good. And he's also looking good in the field. I think that, I mentioned this either last week or the week before. Gleyber Torres was not in the best of shape during summer camp. And summer camp was shorter than spring training. You know, the starting and the stopping and the starting up again messed with some guys. I'm not making excuses for Gleyber Torres because he really could have and should have kept himself in shape. But he didn't. And that kind of messed with him last season. And he looks a lot better now. He learned his lesson. And as I said, he's looking better in the field, too. So we should look forward to that. Justin Wilson resumed tossing at 90 feet. He's scheduled to throw from a mound today. I don't know if that happened in the morning or if it's happening in the afternoon because he's the one who left the game with tightness in his pitching shoulder. He said, it felt like my shoulder wasn't doing the correct motion. I felt a little guarded. A few days in the training room getting reset and refreshed has made a world of difference. And that's a good thing because the Yankees have enough to deal with Zach Britton's injury. They don't need any more bullpen injuries. I mentioned Aaron Judge and everyone freaking out because they thought he was hurt. He said over the weekend, I think we've been ready for quite a while now. It seems the last couple of weeks of spring training are tough, more mentally than anything. We're just trying to fine-tune the last couple of things before we get to the season. When it's April 1st, it's go time. Hello, it's editing Stacy. It has been announced that Aaron Judge is just a bit under the weather. He has a history with seasonal allergies. And they had him take a COVID test. He seems to be fine. They just wanted to make sure he was okay. I believe they said that today was a scheduled day off and that he's okay. Other than being under the weather, it's not an injury problem. Exhale, people. Jameson Taillon tossed 75 to 80 pitches in a simulated game on Saturday. And he will not be in the first turn of the rotation. They announced that yesterday. And it's not because he's hurt or anything like that. They're just bringing him back slowly because he's coming back from Tommy John surgery. So, Gerrit Cole, Corey Kluber, and Domingo Herman will be playing against the Blue Jays in the first series. So that'll be Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, because there's that off day between opening day and the second game of the season, just in case there's a rainout. And then Boone plans for it to be Jordan Montgomery, Cole, and Taillon against Baltimore from April 5th to April 7th. You will notice someone missing from that list. Davey Garcia will be sent to the alternate site to work on some things. He got roughed up in his last outing, didn't look that great, and the Yankees think he just needs some extra time to work on some stuff, and that's fine. The Yankees are okay with their rotation right now, and Garcia will be back with the team in no time. So Boone said about the rotation, with J-Mo, we feel like he's in a good spot physically. With the off days we have in April, we just want to be mindful of building these guys up properly. We feel like a sixth starter is going to factor in at least once in the month of April. By doing it this way, we'll keep our guys as much as possible on that fifth and sixth day. In a moment, I'll give you an update on what's happening in today's spring training game. But first, did you know that BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action? You can bet on the NBA, college basketball, and NHL. You can even bet on awards, TV shows, and reality TV. You get real-time updated props and odds on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. You can even bet on who you think will win the Cy Young, the MVP, Rookie of the Year, who's going to make the playoffs, who's going to win the World Series. You can head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on all the news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get podcasts. I just clicked into game day to see what was happening with the Yankees, and Domingo Herman just gave up a 2-run home run. So Detroit's up 2-1, but again, it's spring training. Who cares? The Yankees scored, let's see. How did they score? Oh, Giancarlo Stanton hit a double. Nice. And Gleyber Torres scored. So Gleyber Torres got on base. Good sign. That was really amusing. I clicked onto game day. I saw, oh, the Yankees are up 1-0. And then it refreshed and it changed to 2-1. So let's talk about what Boone is doing with the rotation, because I like it. And I think it's smart that he's slowly introducing Jameson Taillon into the rotation. And I think that it's smart because Kluber, Taillon, and Herman all combined for only one major league inning last season. I also feel bad because I always forget about Jordan Montgomery. I don't know why. I have a blind spot when it comes to him, and I shouldn't. The kid is a good pitcher. He's friendly with both CC Sabathia and Andy Pettit because he's a lefty and they're lefties and they're his mentors, which, again, I said this a couple weeks ago. How cool is that? How cool is it that Jordan Montgomery gets texts from CC Sabathia and Andy Pettit giving him pitching advice? I think now that everyone's getting vaccinated and things will be a little bit more back to normal, you know, CC still lives in the New York area. He'll still go to Yankee Stadium. I think that his close proximity to Yankee Stadium will really be helpful for Jordan Montgomery. Plus, as I've mentioned on other shows, having Corey Kluber in the rotation is good because he's a veteran. He's been through a lot. He's been through a lot with injuries, too. So he's a good person to bounce ideas off of. Although I've already said this, too. Corey Kluber's not much of a talker, and Jordan Montgomery joked about that. But I think just him being around is also a good thing for the younger pitchers. I will say I was worried about this rotation, but, you know, if everyone... I don't even want to say it because I know as soon as I say it, it'll send some sort of bad juju out into the universe. I'm not going to say it, but I will say I'm a little more comfortable with the rotation right now than I was a couple of weeks ago. Now, Kluber pitched on Sunday, and he had a pretty bad third inning. He gave up two hits, he walked two, he hit someone with a pitch, and he gave up a sacrifice fly, and he left the bases loaded. But because of the spring training rules that are in effect, he was able to return to the game. After being taken out, he retired the first two hitters in the fourth inning before the bullpen came in for him again. I like that you can get wacky during spring training and do things like that. Couldn't do it during a regular season game. Sometimes I wish they could. Sometimes there are guys who you wish would be relieved by the bullpen, give themselves, you know, a 5 to 10 minute break, and then come out and finish what they started. And speaking of spring training, I need to plug something that I did because I'm pretty excited about it. MLB has a series on YouTube called Quick Question. They've done a bunch of videos. They started doing it during quarantine last season. And it's a fun project. They did episodes on why managers wear uniforms, why ballparks have different dimensions, different pitch types. Well, I'm honored to say that I was given the task of writing the first episode of season 2 of Quick Question, in which I answered, why is there spring training? So if you go to YouTube and put in Quick Question MLB, you'll see the video that I wrote, which tells you everything you've ever needed to know about spring training, from why it started and how it started to how it's evolved in the past over 100 years. It was a fun project. I was honored that they asked me to do it. And I think you all should watch that series because it's a lot of fun. Not just my video, but definitely watch my video. I'm very proud of it. And again, Quick Question by MLB. It's a lot of fun. Show it to your kids. It's kid friendly. And I highly recommend it. So along with adding Jay Bruce to the roster, the Yankees released Robinson Chirinos and Derek Dietrich on Saturday. They placed Clark Schmidt on the 60-day injured list with a right shoulder strain, and Mike Tauchman will be on the roster. Here is Jay Bruce on making the Yankees roster, taking over for Luke Voit while he recovers from his surgery. And Bruce mentions his own meniscus surgery that he had back in 2014.
I'm extremely excited about making the team. Obviously, you know, Luke's injury is disheartening for everyone. You know, I wish him a speedy and full recovery. I had meniscus surgery in 2014, and, you know, so I know what he's going through right now. And he's obviously a big part of this team, and I'm you know, my goal is not to come here to replace Luke Voit. It's to be Jay Bruce and, you know, help the team just like I planned on helping the team when I signed the contract to come here. So I'm extremely grateful for the opportunity, and I look forward to, you know, continuing to towards the goal of winning a World Series. A couple days ago when I opted out, you know, I thought a lot about it and talked to, you know, a lot of people that I trust. And, you know, I felt the best thing for me was to stay away from the club until the decision was made, just, you know, because trying to protect myself as far as, you know, I didn't want to get hurt doing anything. I didn't feel like there was, you know, it was diminished returns if I came and did, you know, just worked out and stuff. So, and I literally knew nothing until, you know, just very, very recently. So I just sat in my house and kind of felt like I was quarantining, honestly. But yeah, so a lot of nothing, and then, you know, it all hit pretty quickly. I was just waiting on the Yankees. I was waiting on, you know, them to let me know. Clearly this is, you know, where I've wanted to be, and, you know, this is why I signed here. So I, you know, I was very hopeful the whole time, like I told y'all before, and, you know, it worked out. I feel like it's been good. I feel like there's a lot of things that I need to work on and want to continue to work on, but I'm confident that, you know, I can play a very adequate first base, and, you know, the more practice, I think I can be good over there. And, you know, it sounds like I'm going to get a lot more of an opportunity to be there pretty exclusively, you know, I guess for the foreseeable future here. And, you know, I look forward to being able to focus on that. And there's a lot of work to do, but I'm looking forward to it. It's reps. I think it's repetitions. It's work. It's, you know, the more you do something and the more you prepare for something, the more, you know, and the more you prepare for something in a controlled environment, I think the more prepared you become in the game situations. So I've been very fortunate that Aaron, you know, and the Yankees have given me a lot of, you know, looks over there and a lot of exposure over there this spring training, and that's helped. And I think just continuing to practice and continuing to kind of just drill it, you know, to where, you know, the more you do something, the more comfortable you become with it. So I look forward to getting even more comfortable with it than I am right now. I played first base until I was 14 years old, pretty exclusively. And then I moved to the outfield. So I've taken, you know, throughout my career and throughout my life, I've taken a lot of ground balls. And I would take ground balls when I was with the Reds to kind of work on my hands for the outfield, because I think that a lot of it correlates. And so, you know, throughout my career there, you know, Freddie Benavides helped me a lot. And, you know, I watched Joey Votto and I talked to him a lot about it. And he's someone that's very diligent and specific with his work. And I got to watch that and kind of, you know, see how he goes about it. And, you know, then, you know, people with the Mets, and then it's just kind of continued to evolve. And so, but I, you know, have worked here, and, you know, these guys have been great for me as far as the work and the routine goes. And I'm still learning a lot about, you know, kind of, forming and having a daily routine when it comes to infield work.
In a moment, I'll have more updates for you from spring training. But first, we've been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. Built Bar is the incredible low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, amazing tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. Now is the time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It's Built Bar Madness. Today's matchup is between coconut brownie chunk and caramel brownie. I will tell you right now, I think coconut brownie chunk will win this competition. Caramel brownie is no slouch, but coconut brownie chunk is one of the best things I've ever tasted. I'm not even exaggerating. And all of my Locked On hosts, as far as I know, agree with me. So right now, caramel brownie and coconut brownie chunk are the last of the enticing 8 matchups, and the winner will face off against mint brownie in the flavorful 4. Try saying that 4 times fast. Go to BuiltBar.com or to bar_built on Twitter. Remember to use the promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. That is LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. And check back to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. The Locked On MLB Division Preview Series continues on Locked On MLB Today. Every episode from now until the 31st features in-depth looks at each team in every division. It's all on the Locked On MLB podcast feed right now. Follow Locked On MLB on the radio.com app or wherever you get podcasts. Just before I started recording the episode, it was announced that residents of New York State 30 and older can sign up to get the vaccine, or a vaccine, because I guess you can choose between three of them, right? There's Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. Anyway, this is good news for me because I've been waiting for this news with bated breath. I've been wanting to get vaccinated this entire time. Haven't been able to for many reasons, basically because I didn't qualify, I didn't have any of the health problems, and I wasn't old enough. And now I'm finally happy that I'm over 30. It's going to help me. And this means if I get tickets to a Yankee game, I can show them my vaccination card and say, hey, I'm all set. I can be in here. But I don't know if I'm going to get to a game at all anytime soon. We'll see. I'm a little worried about ticket prices. I haven't even checked them yet, but I'm assuming because they're not letting as many people into the stadium, they're going to be a lot higher than they normally are. It's funny. I used to be a season ticket holder, as I've said many times. I had the Sunday plan. I attended so many Sunday night games between 1999 and 2013. And during the height of the rivalry with the Red Sox, do you know how many Red Sox Yankees Sunday night games I went to? It felt like every Sunday game against the Red Sox was a night game. And even funnier, during that time, I was living in Manhattan during the real hyped up part of the rivalry in the early to mid 2000s. And I didn't live far from the stadium at all. I lived in Inwood. I was only a couple miles away from the stadium, but with the way the transit system is set up, there were times when I wasn't getting home until 2 a.m. when the ESPN games ended. And I would call my boss as soon as I got home so she would hear the timestamp of my voicemail, and I would warn her ahead of time and say, it's possible I might be late tomorrow, but it's also possible I might be on time. Just wanted to give you a heads up. I did that a lot when I lived in Manhattan, and especially when I lived in Staten Island, because if I was stuck at a Yankee game late when I was living in Staten Island, there were times I didn't get home until 3:30 in the morning, which was ludicrous. There was one time after game 2 of the ALDS against the Angels in 02, I got to my apartment at 3:45, and I had left a message for my boss before that because my neighbor and I, we missed, I can't remember which time ferry it was, but we missed it and we had to wait an hour for another boat. And we were sitting at New York Harbor. I was watching guys fishing in the middle of the night, and I called her and I just said, look, it's possible I might be late tomorrow. I just wanted to give you a heads up because it's currently 3 a.m. and I'm sitting here at New York Harbor. I got to work at 9:15 that next morning, and she walked over to my desk and she said, I figured you'd get in at noon. She's like, you didn't even have to call me for 9:15. Ah, memories of going to playoff games. I haven't been to a playoff game since 2011. After going all the time, it's been 10 years since I've been to a playoff game. That's depressing. Let's change that this year, Yankees. Can we do that? Can we make it so I'm able to go to a playoff game? That would be great. And the last playoff game I went to was a loss. I went to games 1 and 2 against the Tigers in the 2011 Division Series. Game 1 was the one that was suspended, and then they resumed it that Saturday, I want to say. And then Game 2 was Sunday. And my friend who had tickets to Game 1 couldn't go to the resumption, so he gave my brother and I the tickets. That was the game, I believe, Robinson Cano hit a grand slam off Al Albuquerque. And that was when Mike Francesa didn't believe that Al Albuquerque was a real person. I could be conflating my memories, but I think that's what happened. And then they lost game 2, and that was the last playoff game that I went to, which kind of bookends my playoff career, because the first playoff game I ever attended was in 1997 against the Indians, and they lost that one. And speaking of baseball games, let's see what's happening down in Tampa. They are at Tampa, right? They're home. Yes. Okay. Domingo Germán just made it out of the top of the fourth inning. It's still 2-1 Detroit. The Yankees only have one hit. That one hit was Stanton's double. I don't don't mean to make anyone panic, but DJ LeMahieu is only hitting 216 in spring training. And I know it's only spring training, but that's a little worrisome. I am used to that guy hitting the ball all the time, and to see 216 at the end of his line is slightly frightening. Honestly, there are a few guys who are frightening right now. Aaron Hicks is batting 184, and speaking of him, I believe he's up. Gio Urshela is batting 158. Gary Sanchez is batting 205. 205 is better than 147, but 205 isn't that great. He needs to improve a little bit. Giancarlo Stanton is hitting 324 in the spring. That's a good sign. And he's still playing in the spring, which is also a good sign. Gleyber Torres is batting 273. He's starting to heat up. And I know I always say it's only spring. You want the guys to stay healthy. That's the most important thing. But you also kind of want these guys to get into a bit of a groove before the season starts. And some of these numbers are scary. But who knows? Maybe they'll be able to flip a switch once April 1st gets here and they just start hitting. That would be nice. Aaron Hicks just walked. And now Stanton is up. He was up last time with someone on base, Gleyber Torres, and Torres scored on his double. So let's see how this works out for him. While I wait for game day to switch, let's talk about how excited we all are that opening day is on Thursday and how it seems almost improbable that spring training is basically over. When it started 6 weeks ago, it seemed as if the 6 weeks were going to go really slowly, and then they just flew by. I think a lot of us were worried because of what happened last March with the lockdown, that this March was going to go as slow, and thankfully it hasn't. And Stanton walked. It was almost similar to Hicks. Jose Urena is pitching, and he threw a strike to Hicks and then threw four straight balls. In Stanton's at bat, Stanton fouled off the first pitch and then Urena threw four balls. So now there's two on and no outs for Gio Urshela, who I mentioned is only hitting 158 on the season. He struck out in his first at bat, left someone on base. You're really swinging at the first pitch after this guy just threw four straight balls. Is anything more frustrating while watching a baseball game when it's clear a pitcher's control is not there and the guy swings at the first pitch? And it wasn't even a good pitch because according to game day, it had to be blocked by the catcher. And he grounded into a double play. At least Hicks made it to third, but now there's two outs, so it's not like they can get the sac fly, and Jay Bruce is up. And Jay Bruce was just walked on four pitches. Why was Gio Urshela swinging at anything? This is what it's like watching a baseball game with me, people. And this one doesn't even count. Can you imagine how I'm going to be during the regular season and if they make it to the playoffs? And Clint Frazier grounded out to short to end the inning. Yankees don't score. Oh well. So to recap, Jay Bruce makes the roster. Luke Voit has to have meniscus surgery. Jameson Taillon will be skipped the first time through the rotation, but he will definitely be there the second time through the rotation. Everything is fine. As far as we know, everything is fine with Aaron Judge. The Yankees are playing their last spring training game, and opening day is on Thursday. So that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio.com, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Monday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow. We'll be right back.